A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Dav Zayin. Baba Metzia 7a, pagination is 13. Starting midway on the page, the first word on the line is Kaima, and then we begin. Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava Kamed Rabbi Avahu. The following statement was made, and we'll see how it compares to our Mishnah. Shinayim adukim betalis. Two people are holding a talis tightly. Zen notel ad makom sheyado magas. This one will take till the point that his hand holds. Zen notel ad makom sheyado magas. And likewise, the other one will take the amount that his hand holds. V'ashor cholkim b'shove. And what remains in between where they're gripping the talis, they will divide. Machvile Rabbi Avahu uvishivua, and Rabbi Avahu made a motion, presumably towards heaven, indicating that they're answerable to Hashem, that they're going to have to make an oath to affirm their ownership. Now, let's just picture the case before we compare it to our Mishnah. There are two people. We don't know what happened before. But from the moment that the case was presented to us, we pictured it in a certain way. He's holding till here. He's holding till here. The remainder is going to be calculated. And we're going to, most cases, probably sell the item, generate funds, which can be divided between them, because snipping it down the middle is probably going to do damage to the item. And in that case, you divide it by money. Our problem is that the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Masechta, did not take into account where their hands were gripping the talis. Elamas nisin diktani depalgi bahadodi. The Mishnah simply presented that you divide the item. What's the case of our Mishnah that did not make any such distinction as to how far you're holding the item? In other words, we're assuming that what you're saying is true. Two people gripping a talis, I understand what you're saying. Whatever they're gripping is theirs. Whatever's in the middle is to be divided. But the Mishnah didn't give us any such indication. We're assuming they're both true. How do you explain the case of the Mishnah? Amar Rav Papa explained, D'tafisi bekar kashta. Our Mishnah was a case where they were gripping it at the edge of the garment, and that there was no significant consideration that we had to give to the fact that he's gripping it. They're both holding the edge of the garment. But if they were indeed gripping to a point in the garment, that would have to be taken into consideration. We branch off, therefore, to what the ramifications are in gripping a garment. Amar Rav Misharshia said, Shema Mino, we see from here, Hai Sudra, when you have a cloth, you have a garment, Kevan de Tofis be Shalosh al Shalosh, once you're gripping 3 by 3 fingers, 3 by 3, Karinan be Venosan le Reyeu, that's considered giving to your friend. That's considered a kinyan chalipin, for example. That's that you've given something to your friend, even though all he's gripping is part of the garment. To command the posik domi vikani, it's as if that portion of the garment was, so to speak, detached and given to him. And it's considered a good kinyan. Let's think about this for a moment. When we do kinyanim, for example, to authorize the rabbi to sell the chametz, so the rabbi grants a pen, for example, or a kerchief, a yarmulke, some item, he grants to the person who has come to sell, And he says, in exchange for my giving you this pen or this article, you're granting me rights to sell your chametz. So we're looking in this case for the rabbi to give something to the congregant. The congregant receives that, and by virtue of their agreement, in exchange, which is the kinyan of exchange, he's granting something. In this case, it's authorization, more of an abstract type of thing. You could theoretically be doing chalipin with two animals. And once one person pulls one of the animals, the other animal automatically belongs to the other person. What would happen if the rabbi would reach out offering his talis or offering his suit jacket, and the other person grabs with a fist, he grabs a certain portion of the talis, or he grabs the bottom of the jacket, and he holds it. Our Gemara is introducing a concept that already is considered v'nosan l're'ehu. I've given you something, that portion that you're holding is considered yours, just like in the laws of Metzia. When you find something, if you're holding until that point, that's considered yours. In case you're wondering, there is an obligation after the act of chalipin is done to return the item so that the rabbi will end up with his jacket and will not have to either cut that piece out or sell his jacket in order to divide it. Chalipin is returned. The Gemara asks, "Umayshana mid Rav Chista?" And why is this different than Rav Chista? The Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, if you have a case of get biyada, the bill of divorce has been given to the woman, umeshicha biyado, but the man has a string attached to the document, if the man can still pull it back, then that's not considered that she has it. So, but she's holding it. And if he can't pull it back with that string, it's considered a good gerushin. But we see clearly a problem here. She's very much holding the get in her hands, and he has only a trick. To pull it back. You may have seen the trick of a person puts a dollar on the floor and he has a string attached to it, and when someone leans down to pick up the dollar, he presses the trigger, and based on a spring, the string pulls the dollar away from the person. Ha ha, maybe. In any case, that's this concept, that the husband still has a string attached to the document. What's the halacha in such a case? It's not migureshes if he can still pull it away. Why is that different than our case, where, on the contrary, the other person is totally wearing the garment? I'm just grabbing one piece of it, and that alone is considered a good kinyan. It's ownership. And the answer is, hasam krisus ba'inon. We need a cutoff from the husband, Veleka, and you don't have that cutoff. She might be holding the document, it might be a kinyan, but you don't have krisus, you don't have the cutoff. Hacha nesina be'inan, over here you need, it should be given, v'ha'ika, and that you are getting. The person is consenting, he's giving you something. Amar Rava added, im ha'isa talis musheves cholkim. Even if it's a talis that has gold in it, you're still going to divide it, and they won't be able to argue that they were closer to the middle part of the garment that has the gold, and therefore that part should be given to them. On the contrary, whatever's in the middle, whatever they are not gripping, is equally divided. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.